So I'll end with a poem that Velma spoke about. Speaking in tongues. This poem begins in 1987. My grandmother dragged us to meet the Lord under a tent in St. Catherine. From here I trace the heritage of standing spellbound as women worship. Always I am on the outskirts. I remember my grandmother on becoming the kind of woman who sets her table each Sunday, who walks up from the river, water balanced easily on her head. My grandmother became instead all earthquake, tilt, and twirl and spin, her orchid purple skirt blossoming. She became grunt and rumble, sounds you can only make when your shoes have fallen off and you're on the ground crying rabba and ya shundai robose and baba baba ba. Years later, a friend tells me, tongues is nothing but gibberish, the deluded pulling words out of dust. I want to ask him, what is language but a sound we christen? I would invite him to a tent where women are tearing their stockings, are on the ground, pulling up fresh words to offer as doves to Jehovah. I would ask if he sees no meaning here, and if he never had the urge to grunt an entirely new sound. The poem always would like to do this, always wants to break from its lines and let a strange language rise up. Each poem is waiting on its own day of Pentecost to thrash to robose and yashundai, and the poem will not care that some will walk past afraid of the words we try out on our tongues, hoping this finally is the language of God, that he might hear it and respond.